Some of us used one arm to hang onto the rubber tube and the other to paddle. At that moment, I felt like I was going to die. Enoch did not manage to get onto the rubber tube. I saw him struggling. He seemed stuck in one place, trying to keep his head above water.
In other news, UJHF Council and the CEO of Seriti Resources, Mike Teke, has recently published an opinion piece urged on by the supposed failure of Fort Hare University. Teke writes that there can never be any excuse for allowing universities to fail, no matter what the challenges are, and that council members have a moral obligation to ensure that universities thrive and prosper. Finally, let's go to the United States, where the U.S. Senate has adopted ground rules for President Donald Trump's impeachment trial after nearly 13 hours of rancorous debate on the first day. Democratic prosecutors sparred with Trump's lawyers over the process, while Republicans rejected their demands for more witnesses. The trial will continue today. Trump is the third U.S. president to undergo an impeachment trial. He's charged with abuse of power and obstructing the congressional inquiry. The rand is trading at 14.47 to the U.S. dollar, 18.91 to the British pound, 16.05 to the euro. Gold is trading at $1,558, 65 cents a fine ounce. Your trending stories on Twitter include load shedding, Enoch Mbeanzi, and Parktown Boys Camp. Johannesburg is sunny today with a low of 16 and a high of 28. Recapping your top stories this hour, Eskom has appointed one of its fiercest critics as its spokesperson, and the U.S. Senate has adopted ground rules for President Donald Trump's impeachment trial. News was supplied by News 24, EWN, BBC News, and the UJFM News Desk. You can expect news headlines at 1:30.
It is 4 minutes past one, the second hour of the Eagle Trip on EJFM 95.4. When we come back, we're having a chat regarding the Library Passport Initiative. We are still on social media, hashtag the Eagle Trip.
Sound asleep and too afraid of what might show up while you're dreaming.